Hello and good morning. I'm Eddie Bricio and I'd like to talk to you about ASP. As many of you may know, our St. Paul's ASP trip has been canceled this summer due to the recent outbreak of the coronavirus. Though we're all going through hard times, it's important to remember the people in the Appalachian Mountains that we normally serve every summer. Though many of us are struggling with being at home and putting ourselves in isolation in order to prevent the spread of the virus, it's still very important to remember the families and communities we serve are also dealing with many struggles related to isolation. However, we're dealing with two types of isolation. We are choosing to keep ourselves at home, while many impoverished families in the Appalachians don't have a choice other than to stay stuck where they are. While we're tasked with flattening the curve of the coronavirus, many Appalachian communities are trapped in poverty. We're isolating ourselves from other people, while the families in the Appalachian Mountains that we serve are dealing with an isolation from healthy foods, from good work, from a good education, and from technology. ASP is really such a great program because it helps these people when they're really struggling. Last year, I went to ASP for my first time, and ASP assigned St. Paul's to go to Whitley City, Kentucky. It was just over a 6-hour drive to get to where we would be staying. The city's church also acted as a rec center, so it had a gym, and the volunteers were made to sleep on the floor in that gym. There was very little room around us to leave our stuff or to get around. But the next day, we got to work. My team was sent to the top of a hill to a little red house with a kind family. I remember the mom and her son well, and we even saw the father a few times. The family also had a couple of dogs, a cat, and a blind pony. Whenever the mom of the family left the house, she needed a wheelchair. She could stand up every now and then to get something she needed, though for the most part she remained seated. We were sent there to make a new deck and a ramp on the side of the house so that the mom could get in and out of her own home. Without our help, the previous deck that had already begun to rot and sag in many places would have likely fallen apart. Luckily, we built a deck that could be used safely. This just proves the importance of the work that is done every summer. If ASP had not acted, this would have left the mother trapped in her own home. Volunteers that head to the mountains do work that has a great effect on these families' lives. The work that we at St. Paul's and ASP plan to do this summer will be missed by the homeowners and the families, as well as us, the volunteers. As a volunteer getting sent to the mountains, you're expected to work around 6 hours a day. It's hard work, and it rarely allows for a break. And you're doing it all for someone else. Something about these serving these people through tiring work is very exciting and joyful. At the end of every day, I ache to get myself in the shower. During this moment in the shower is one of the few times I had to myself. I would wash off and take the remaining time of my 2 minutes to let the water fall on me, relaxing my muscles. And I also took some time to reflect. In this moment of reflection, I decided that I could be proud of the work I had done. I was proud of what I had done to help these people. I was proud of the fact that I could go into a new environment and help somebody. Continuing, I worked hard for hours all week, and by the end of it, I was exhausted, but I also felt fulfilled. My experience isn't the same as everyone else's. Some people knew more about construction than others. Some people were better prepared than others. Some people were given a different task, and some were helping a different family. Yet despite this all, I feel confident in the fact that everyone who went on ASP can agree on one thing. It's important work for a good cause, for people in need, and at the end of the day you feel like a stronger and better person, helping to make a stronger and better world. Unfortunately, what work is done isn't solving the world's problems, and the people that we help will likely be needing of help in the future. And we can't take the family out of all of their struggles, but what ASP in St. Paul's does is incredibly important, because what ASP in St. Paul's does is bring energy, help, and love to a weakened community. ASP is a Christian group. Even though going to the mountains and helping people isn't necessarily an act that only Christians can do. But ASP is more than that. ASP gives help and more to those in need. It brings love and really sharing in these people's problems, trying to help them out. And it provides a great experience for those who are willing and capable to volunteer.
Good morning. I hope everyone is staying as healthy as possible. My name is Elise Hubbard, and I want to share with you my experiences at ASP. By the way of introduction, I am 18 years old and a senior in high school. I have been a parishioner at St. Paul's my entire life and was both baptized and confirmed at the church. My first introduction to ASP was as a small child. One of my favorite annual activities was to attend the ASP Spaghetti Dinner fundraiser and to bid on the gift baskets at the silent auction. My parents had to watch me carefully, otherwise I would have bid lots of money on all the baskets. After dinner, my dad always explained to me what ASP did, and he promised me every year when I was old enough that he and I would volunteer at ASP together. In middle school, I became active in EYC, and while I couldn't participate in ASP until high school, my dad made sure I helped out at the fundraisers. I managed to avoid doing yard work at home, but we volunteered at the fall and spring ASP chore days. Leaves, mud, rain, and endless raking, it was a back-to-nature experience that helped me build bonds with fellow parishioners, both young and old. When I finally reached high school, I was ready, willing, and able to participate in ASP. I was raised with an understanding that I was blessed growing up in Cary, because life here is so different than many places in our country. I really don't think I was prepared for the level of poverty and need that we found in the rural counties where we were assigned. I was expecting that we would be refurbishing homes, and I was envisioning homes that we might find here in Cary, just more run down. The reality, obviously, was not anywhere close to my expectations. Despite the poverty, the Appalachian Mountains are absolutely stunning, and the people there have managed to build good lives. Despite having little money in their lives, the people we met were happy, and they performed their own acts of service. One of the people we met was a disabled woman who lived in a mobile home that was in dire need of repair. We built a ramp to the front door, refurbished a bathroom, added air conditioning, and a multitude of other fixes. This woman, who lived in a small, very hot mobile home, rescued dogs, chihuahuas mostly. She had 13 of them. The expense and inconvenience seemed impractical to me, but if she didn't provide them a home, they would have ended up in the animal shelter and been euthanized. She was saving their lives, and they, in turn, made her happy. Her health outlook was bleak because her disability was going to get worse, but she cherished her life and her dogs. As for the types of work I actually performed, I seemed to do a lot of painting. With my short stature, it was easy for me to reach the lower walls. I also got to use several different power saws. Those are good memories. ASP has had a big impact on my life. I like to volunteer, and I'm hoping to participate in many volunteer opportunities at Appalachian State this fall. Thank you for letting me share my story with you, and please continue to support ASP. It is a life-changing experience for both volunteers and residents.